morning, sir, ladies and gentlemen, sir. Not so loud, ma'am. Talking. Seeing that you are nice ladies and gentlemen from all parts of the globe, we want to tell you a little story about a trip Sam and me made. Me and Sam, we went on this long trip. We had our vacation about 3 and a half months ago, and we decided to go
7 months ago.
About 7 months ago, we had this vacation.
14 years ago.
8 years, maybe.
13 years ago.
It was 22 years ago. We were little children, mothers and fathers. Anyway, we went all the way to the Orient, and we had a lot of fun, a lot of surprises, and our biggest surprise came when the plane landed in Tel Aviv. That was a swinging place, Tel Aviv, and it was. A couple of little cats from the hot club of Israel met us at the plane. One little fella had on a little skull cap, a headpiece. and the other cat was from Shul. He says, "I just come from a cool Shul, man." He had a loaf of pumpernickel on the one arm, a string of Italian sausage in the other hand. He wasn't taking no chances. He says, "I dig you two cats from Las Vegas," and they put us in a Jeep and brought us to the hotel, and well, they give Sam a room, they give me a room, and about 6 o'clock that evening, I was in my room putting on my baby oil. And I heard a knock on the door, and it was him, and he was hollering, Lay below.
Lay.
I said, "Who's that?" He said, "Sam Malone." I said, "What happened to you?" He says, "The little fellow with the pumpernickel invited us to a swinging place in the desert and said to get there real early." Well, folks, believe me, we had so much fun at this place. Sam came home, he wrote this little letter and sealed it in a little can and threw the can out in case anything happened to us on the way home. Somebody would find it and read about us. So this tells the story about... Read the letter. Read the letter. Go ahead. You wrote it. Read it. Go ahead. Read everything on it. All this. Watch when you come to a comma, you raise your voice. When you come to a period, you drop it. Two periods, you're on your own. Come on, tell them the story. Come on, man.
They told us where, and off we went. And when we got there, it was a tent.
We gave the word.
And we gave the word. And they let us in. And all we did was give some skin. But we kept cool and coolin'. We were scared and we ain't foolin'. But man, we soon regained control. 'Cause the password was...
Pasta Fazola.
Upon a stand sat 40 cats,
a crazy band,
and turban hats, 13 drums, and 24 flutes, 39 French horns, and 2 goo-goos. Coolin', coolin', thinking we would get some schooling. The leader waved a lightning rod, and then they played.
Tell him the story. This is the story.
The lights grew dim, and a chick came on. Woo! And she looked at him, and he was gone. Woo! I was a wreck. She began to shake. Around her neck, she wore a snake. But we kept cool and coolin', while she kept on a hoolin'. She called that snake by name, I swear, and the reptile's name was...
Lucky Pierre.
This crazy dame was flying sails, and around her frame were 7 veils. And as she danced, I bit my nails, and then she advanced and dropped 2 veils. With our eyes, we kept on dueling. She said to him,
"Shut the door."
He groaned and whispered,
"Take off more."
She never stopped and danced toward me. And then she dropped nail number three. I told that frail, I dig that jive. And then she took off veil four and five. And we were rolling, rolling. All at once we weren't cooling. There was no time for politics. So she took off veil
number six. You only got one more to go, boy. Number six. Well, Bubbles. You only got one more to go. Don't lose your place.
She reached my side, and I was in heaven. And then I cried, come on, seven!
He's laughing, but he ain't happy. Where will you hear the last part? Go ahead, read, Seymour.
The seventh veil concealed her face, and she took it off and played her ace. And we stopped rolling. All at once we weren't cooling. The chick who really was a mess turned out to be
Elliot Ness.